Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
At the Battle of Yorktown, when the British Army surrendered to General George Washington.
Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Yankee Doodle, dandy.
Mind the music and the step, and with the girls be handy. Yankee Doodle, keep it up.
Hello and welcome to show number 9 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. On this week's show, in honor of Veterans Day, we're going to discuss some of the things that we can find around the parks that are patriotic, some of the things that we've done or seen, and that really kind of stand out. This week's show, it's a little late, just to remind everybody, Tom is still down in Disney World, lucky guy. If you've been following him on the Facebook page, he's been posting a bunch of pictures. Him and his wife look like they're having a blast. And Farrah, unfortunately, can't be with us either. So for tonight, this is Ed.
This is Jimmy.
And here we go. So what we want to do tonight is kind of give tribute to the veterans in the country. And since Veterans Day just passed, we wanted to kind of talk about some of the more patriotic things we might be able to find around the parks. I tell you what, the thing that really jumped to my mind, and when Jimmy and I were talking about this before the show, or before we started recording, it was one of the first things he thought of, too. And one of the traditions they have at the Magic Kingdom is they have a flag-lowering ceremony every day. We both have seen it, and it's a very moving experience.
I agree. I've seen it a couple times, and any time, you know, I'm in the Magic Kingdom around that time. I think they do it every day at 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I really try and make it a point to go up there and watch, and it's pretty awesome experience. So they choose, and I'm not sure how you get someone's name in there to be chosen, but they choose a veteran who's just a guest, a normal guest every day to participate in that. And then they have the brass band out there. Is that the Main Street marching band or?
Right. The Philharmonic.
The Philharmonic. Yeah.
Right. They're there, and they have a lot of other cast members too. There's a surprising amount of cast members that were there that lined the circle courtyard area at the beginning of Main Street in front of the train station where they have the flagpole. It was pretty cool because basically traffic stopped. Everybody paid attention, listened to what they talked about, where the servicemen served. Then the band was playing a lot of great patriotic songs as they lowered the flag. Really, really moving experience.
You know, I think it's interesting that I find it interesting how many people actually stop and watch it, because a lot of things like that happen around the parks always catches my eye because I enjoyed the details. But it amazes me. Some of the things people just walk on by like it's not even there. Just to give you an example, and this is a little bit off the subject, but when we were down there for Food and Wine Festival, I forgot what they called themselves, but it was almost like the Jaminators, but they played like these kitchen appliances and pots and pans and stuff where the Jaminators play garbage cans.
Okay.
But they like played, they rolled out like big ovens and stoves and stuff, and they had all kind of pots and pans and did a whole little show. And it's amazing to me how, that while this is going on, like, people are so blinded by hey, I got to go ride. It's, you know, it's 2 o'clock and I got to go ride test track. That they'll walk right on, right by something that cool and without even thinking about it and just walk right by it. But, you know, I find with the flag lowering ceremony, a lot of people stop to watch.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's first out of respect. And people, when they're on vacation, they're in a different mindset. Even at that point, when the band starts playing, is usually when people take notice. But, yeah, I guess out of respect is about as far as you need to go. But, yeah, I always wondered how they pick the veteran. Like, do they actually walk up to people and ask if you're a serving veteran, or do they wait till someone comes to guest services?
I think there's a way you can schedule that, if I'm not mistaken. I'd read something on it a while back, and there's a way to get somebody's name kind of, I guess, tossed in the hat on, you know, how they choose that person. And I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure I could find some more information.
Okay, I was thinking a safe way to figure out who a veteran would be somebody over at the, what's the hotel across from the Floridian?
Shades of Green.
Right. So only veterans, I believe, can stay there or serving servicemen.
Well,
so
yeah, the Disney don't even own that, right?
I'm not sure exactly what the classification is. I think
the Department of Defense actually owns that hotel.
Interesting.
I think Disney sold the whole facility, because if you go there, and I've never been there, but I've read a little bit about it, it's not even themed to Disney anymore.
Okay.
There's no theming. It's just a hotel now. And you have to be a military personnel to stay there. And from what I understand, it's not easy to stay there because they pick the people in order of rank. So the higher ranking you are, the better chance you have to stay there. So.
Oh, wow. That kind of stinks.
Yeah, so
we had some friends, and I really didn't even pay attention to their trip as far as where they stayed as opposed to what they did. So I got to reach out and kind of see some of the pictures they had. Yeah, that'd be interesting to check it out. I remember Farrah saying that they stayed there before they moved it over to the Shades of Green.
Yeah, she did say that.
So it'd be interesting. We'll have to remember to ask her about that. So I tell you what else in the Magic Kingdom did you come up with as far as patriotic? I had maybe one or two other things in there.
I mean, I think one of the things is just Main Street in general. It's supposed to be kind of just, you know, kind of what, 1930s, 20s, 30s, 40s America?
I think it's even earlier than that.
Is it 20s?
I think it's kind of 1890s, 19-aughts. Just because whatever tour I was on or whatever show I heard, they mentioned how when you're going down Main Street, there's a couple areas where you can see two types of lights. You see streetlights that are gas streetlights and streetlights that are electric streetlights. And I forget what store it's in, but even in one part of the store, it starts with gas and then it moves on to electricity.
Oh, you know what? I did hear that before, that it, as you go down the street, it kind of progresses in time, right?
Correct.
So it probably starts like in the 1900s and then maybe toward the end it's in the 1920s?
Yeah, I'd say that's about right, if that far. Because you've got the horse and the carriage going back and down the street. You've got the real old-time fire engines, and you really don't have anything more modern than that. So, yeah, that's probably a good time frame. I'm sure there's something that's more exact than that, but that kind of sounds right.
So, you know, one of the things, just looking at Casey's Corner. So Casey's is all just about, has like the baseball theme, and it's Cracker Jacks and hot dogs and, you know, popcorn and stuff like that. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of a pretty good tribute. I mean, it's America's pastime, right? So, I mean, that's pretty good. That's a big thing about America.
Oh, that is good. I didn't even think of that one. I was thinking of the other restaurant, Liberty Tree Tavern.
Liberty Tree Tavern, that definitely. That whole area, I mean, Liberty Square.
Well, so sure. Very
that
true.
That whole little area right there is definitely just kind of Americana. And one of my favorite little shops in there, and they've kind of been itching away from it, but when you leave the Hall of Presidents, that little bitty shop that you kind of walk into,
right,
usually has, you know, that's the store that, like, if you wanted a shirt with Mickey Mouse with an American flag on it, that's probably where you would find it. There's a bunch of books on different presidents and stuff like that. Now they're kind of throwing in more of the, last time we were there, they had a lot of, and maybe because it's just because of Halloween, but they had a lot of stuff like Jack Skeleton and the Nightmare Before Christmas stuff, so.
But you're right, that is a pretty good store to get anything, a lot of good patriotic stuff. Being from Philadelphia, that's basically the what do we call it? The most historic square mile in the United States, I believe it is, where Constitution Hall is and a bunch of other places. And that's the type of story you'll find that type of items. Declaration of Independence, a fife, maps, books, like Jimmy was saying. I'm not sure if there's too many other places you'd find that type of stuff in the park. Probably over American Adventure. We'll talk about that in a little bit.
I think as you bounce around Liberty Square, there are a lot of those buildings are supposed to represent different time periods. And I've read something somewhere that it goes by the addresses. So the addresses on each building kind of represent that what time frame that building would have been from.
Okay, I believe that. And actually, if you want to carry it through the theme, start by Fantasyland, and that's the oldest part. As you go through that Liberty Square to Frontierland, you're basically progressing into the 1800s. I was listening to somebody, and I saw it. You can kind of see by the window, by the shutters, by the windows. In the 1700s, they have leather bindings or leather hinges, and as you move into the later 1700s and early 1800s, they move on to metal. I guess metal was too precious to waste on shutters at the time during the War of Independence.
Sure.
But you're right, that whole area is pretty special. They have the Liberty Tree, which is pretty a phenomenal sight, where they have the 13 lanterns representing the first 13 colonies hanging in the tree. The Liberty Bell, I do know that's an official, let me say quote-unquote, air quotes, official Liberty Bell, in that they recast the Liberty Bell at one point in the 1940s, perhaps, for every state in the country. However, Pennsylvania, having the original Liberty Bell, didn't need the casting, so they donated theirs to Disney World. So that is an official Liberty Bell.
Just to give you a heads up, I found a little information about how to get selected as the veteran for the day.
Oh, cool!
And apparently, it's random.
But how do they find out who was a vet and who isn't? To make it random.
So they say, if you want to get picked, here's some things you might want to try. Use the Armed Forces Salute ticket to enter. Use turnstiles with more Disney cast members around it. Slowly use your Armed Forces Salute ticket. Put it away slowly and show the logo is seen by cast members.
So the ticket basically is the tip-off.
I think the ticket. And you know, I think it's also kind of just almost one of those things is like getting selected for that family in the morning that does the little show in front of the castle. I think as people line up, those cast members start having conversations with people.
Right.
So another thing was arrive for rope drop. Make sure you could there to talk to the cast members. Wear military distinctive clothing. Wear T-shirts, hats, show your military. VFW, American Legion, stuff like that. And chat with the cast members. At turnstiles, rope drop, walking down Main Street. They could be in uniform or street clothes with a name tag. Mention how thankful you are for the Armed Forces Salute. Just ask a cast member if they select with someone yet. Can't hurt to try. And it's just remember it's random.
Gotcha. I remember seeing a documentary where they had the person who selects the family of the day for the show in the morning. And that was, like you said, they're basically talking to people at the front gate and they decide on a family and then invite them back. So that must be a fun process, too. They probably do that a little bit as far as talking to families on their way through the tunnels and such.
Yeah, and in this article it says that at one time you could volunteer to take part in the ceremony. And you would, the way it used to be is that you just go to City Hall in the morning and it was just first come, first serve. I think it gets too popular. You know what I mean? Once with things like that, once word gets out, they probably had a whole bunch of people showing up in the morning that wanted to take part in that. So I think that's why they had to change it.
Sure, they had to stop it. Yeah, well, that makes sense. That's what happens with most things down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Going back to Liberty Square, did you want to talk about the brown concrete?
No, you can. Do you know about
the brown concrete?
I know about the brown concrete. We see it every time, and we try to avoid it at all costs. But go ahead. Tell us about the brown concrete.
So when you walk in through Liberty Square, that the brown concrete actually is supposed to be time correct, period correct, that it represents basically their sewage system. So it kind of flows in and out of the streets into the main path there. So
now, if they're realistic, they'd have windows opening up every so often with a bucket full of something coming down from the sky.
That's true. Something else interesting. And, you know, I don't know if that's there, though. I think that may be in It's kind of off topic, but similar situation. They, from what I understood in the United Kingdom in Epcot, the way the buildings are built, the second floors generally are built like bigger than the first floor. So there's a walkway underneath, and for, that was one of the reasons, because they dumped the pots out the windows off the second floor.
No, I never heard of that.
And the other part of it is because you pay taxes on the amount of real estate your building took up on the ground. So once they got a floor up, they can make the place bigger.
Kind of like those mobile homes that the sides bulge out once they park.
Right.
Yeah. So. Oh, hey, get away with it no matter what. But I tell you what, I think the show's taking a definite turn for the dirty side.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Okay. So what else can we talk about in the Magic Kingdom? Well, Hall of Presidents, we kind of mentioned as far as being in Liberty Square, but that's pretty much incredibly patriotic. The waiting room inside while you're waiting for the show to start has a lot of nice paintings and artifacts. And the show itself, of course, listening to all the different things about the presidents and Lincoln's speech. And then the current president, who's going to change in 3 years. So it's going to be interesting.
It's interesting to see how much the presidents actually get involved in that. That's an honor.
Oh, I believe it. I believe when they pose for the sculpture and things like
They pose for the sculpture. They record the speech.
Right. Did you hear the story about Obama's speech?
No.
They had to do it twice. The actual speech at the inauguration was off a couple words or a couple sentences, and so they re-recorded it afterwards.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah. Now, and I want to go on the record for this one. We sat really close and watched the last time we were there, and that does not look like President Obama.
I think it's not a great representation.
Yeah, I hope that once they move him into the gallery, they maybe clean him up a little bit or do something different to kind of make him a little bit more realistic looking.
I agree. It's not the best. It's not the same. And I find some of them are better than others.
Oh, some are incredible.
Some of them are really, really incredible. And I guess it just depends on how strong, you know, certain people just have strong features that identify them.
Right, right.
So, you know, so if you have those, if you can build those features in there, even though the details might not be, you know, I guess some people look more ambiguous than others.
One last thing about Hall of Presidents. One of the things that really catches my attention every time I'm in there is how every single president is paying attention to what's going on. You can see them. They move their heads. They focus on who is speaking at the time. You can see they're all blinking. And it looks very realistic. Very, very cool show. I don't think people give that place enough credit.
Do you like the last incarnation of it?
I'm not too much of an expert on the Hall of Presidents, so I really couldn't even tell you what the last one was like.
Well, you know, the one before this past one, when they added Obama to it, they changed the whole narration. Now Morgan Freeman narrates the beginning of it. Before, that wasn't there. George Washington speaks in this one, which I don't think that happened before.
So, yeah, as far as the different versions go, I'm happy with the version that's in there now.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, I think it definitely, you know, I don't remember who narrated it before, to be honest with you. It's probably maybe James Earl Jones. He's an iconic voice.
Yeah, for some reason, this one doesn't stick out of my mind as much as others say would be with different changes, like all the different changes they've had in Star Tours and things like that. Maybe they're more recent, or the Haunted Mansion. So
yeah,
no, everything in there is cool for me right now. Okay, so Magic Kingdom. I guess the last thing really to tie up Magic Kingdom patriotic wise would be the Main Street Electrical Parade. One of the floats that are, which pretty much is the biggest and most extravagant, is the last float in the parade, which is a really patriotic theme to it. You've got the marching girls all in uniform, and you've got the great red, white, and blue lights. So, again, a nice little patriotic tribute to the veterans of our country.
Hey, what about, I guess it just ties into the whole story of Main Street, but what about, like, the Dapper Dans? They do a lot of Americana songs. They kind of, you know, the Barber Street, you know, the Quartet and all that stuff. I mean, that's kind of some Americana.
Well, sure. Well, any of the guys playing music in that area, we mentioned the Philharmonic. I always have a hard time with that because I say Philharmagic very easily. But the Main Street Philharmonic are all over the place. And also there's a really good piano player at Casey's. You always hear him doing a lot of different songs, and a lot of them are definitely patriotic. So yeah, definitely that ties in.
Okay, that's all I can think of under in the Magic Kingdom that really just strikes me is Americana,
right?
Patriotic.
Well, after we kind of discussed that, we decided we should try to maybe see what else in other parks are patriotic. And the first one we were talking about was Animal Kingdom, and we weren't too lucky with that one. Okay, so I tell you what, let's think about maybe Epcot. I was thinking, the biggest thing that kind of sticks out there is American Adventure. So let's get that out of the way and talk about that.
Hands down, my favorite attraction in all of Walt Disney World.
Yeah, oh no, it's definitely one of the best, one of the ones that's a definite must-do every trip, if not once, maybe twice. The only con, before we even talk about anything, is just that it's a big time investment. You're investing maybe 40, 45 minutes into the show. Other than that, really, really fun show.
Especially if you plan on, sitting through, which I love, but I mean, if you're going to plan on sitting through Voices of Liberty and all that, it is a substantial time investment.
Right, but again, well worth it. I mean, one of those things where you would actually kind of plan out that part of the day to go see American Adventure. Although, to be honest, the last couple of trips, it's always been one of those last-minute type things where, like, well, let's go see what American Adventure looks like line-wise or whatever. When's the next show? And we've been lucky enough to catch it right before the show starts.
And it's a great place because it is so lengthy that, kind of if you can plan it in the middle of the day when you figure you're going to need a break. It's a great place to just go kind of take a break and get out. If you're there when it's warm, to get out the heat, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no doubt. I totally agree with that one. And it's nice because you can go inside there with the air conditioning while you're waiting for the next show. And they have a small little museum area to the one side. And the rest of the area is the big, I guess I'd call it amphitheater type of setup where the Voices of Liberty sing.
It's a rotunda?
Yes, exactly. Ding, yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
Believe it or not, I remember that from the show because they tell you, come sit along the red line because that's where the Voices of Liberty sound the best.
Okay, perfect, perfect. The American Adventure, just in the name, it's patriotic. It touches bases with all the different periods of American history, the American Adventure, and finishes up with a great song at the end. I tell you what, we could really talk about American Adventure for an entire show and a half. And I think basically let's try to figure out what's our best. What do you remember as your favorite part of the show? Or what would you say would be the most patriotic part of the show? And sorry to hit you with this so like off of what
That's
we're
okay.
talking about.
To me, it's definitely the whole little video at the end with the Golden Dream song. I was pretty young. When the astronauts went up, I don't remember the name of it, but when the young teacher went up in the space shuttle and the space shuttle exploded.
Sure, sure.
So to this day, every time I watch that video, it chokes me up. And watching, John F. Kennedy Jr. saluting little clip in the song, and I'm not old enough to remember John F. Kennedy, but that's still, I mean, just watching him, it was pretty...
Sure.
It's pretty touching. So
I agree. Every time that last thing does hit me. Two of the favorite parts of the show for me, one just because the Valley Forge scene, when you have the soldiers talking about Valley Forge, we're about 10 minutes from Valley Forge, so it's very cool to see home when we're down at Disney World. The second part, I think, is the most patriotic, is the scene in the Navy shipyard when they're rebuilding the submarine on Christmas, I think it is. Just the spirit of the country at that time to get us through and over and to end the war. It was just incredible. So
yeah, and you have all the women there welding and stuff because all the men were out at war. So it shows you how much the country really pulled together at that point. And
oh, yeah. Now, there's a definite history lesson all throughout the show, and it makes you remember where you came from, where the entire country came from. And really quick, the one last thing I want to talk about the show, which is really meaningful for everybody, is the Civil War scenes. To have the family on stage, brother against brother, really brings to light the entire whole Civil War part of our history. And I think they really do that justice, big time.
And that really did happen along a lot of the border states. Like, you know, West Virginia. And, well, I mean, that's how West Virginia was founded. It was Virginia. But, you know, you had people that were very close in family that one fought on one side of the war and the other fought on the other. So,
Sure. We have to have some type of way to announce, like, a Disney instant fact or a Disney nerd minute, because the two brothers are actually Imagineers that were helping out in the creation of the American Adventure attraction.
No kidding.
So they were used as the models and then for the photographs and the models for the animatronics and carried through in that whole story. So that was pretty cool to find that out one time.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah. So as far as the rest of Epcot, really couldn't think of anything universally nationwide patriotic. Soarin' was cool because that's California, it's the United States, blah, blah, blah. But still, not really national patriotic pride.
What about Mission Space?
That's a good one.
You know, I mean, you don't think about it as patriotic, really. But, you know, at the time when all that, I mean, NASA and all that stuff was very, a lot of people rally around that type of stuff.
Sure. And in today's world, it's actually the whole going up into space has been kind of made into a more of a transportation system than more of an exploration thing. So I think it's lost a lot of its excitement. So, yeah, maybe that definitely is a way to kind of boost it, patriotic fever.
Sure.
Well, let's move on to DHS, Disney Hollywood Studios. And I tell you what, we're trying to think through the park, and I came up with one. And then basically, it's the Muppet Show. If you remember in the storyline, they're putting on a show, and the last part of the show is a patriotic tribute to all countries, especially.
But mostly America.
Exactly.
But mostly America.
And the show is great, and we've got a lot of fireworks. We've got a lot of bands marching, soldiers shooting. So there you go. The Muppets patriotic tribute.
I agree. That's a fantastic one. One of my favorite things in Hollywood studios to see.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I totally agree. The show is always a fun thing. Although, again, I could always say this about some rides and not about others, but this one is probably due for an update.
It is. Did you notice a difference? Have you noticed any difference in the past few years since they switched it over, though? Because I think they went to like a digital projection versus, you know, I think they did some new stuff to it.
It's definitely clearer, correct. And the theater itself is a lot cleaner, too, as far as all the last time we went, all the fireworks worked, all the different pieces of the theater that break up worked.
Yeah.
And the full effect was there. So definitely nice. But even just the movie. Seeing the people in the 70s clothes and the 70s or early 80s haircuts and things like that, maybe incorporate some more of the new movie and the new second movie coming out, perhaps.
Don't they dress kind of the same way?
Well, the Muppets, of course. Yeah, they do. You're right.
You know what? Even in the movie, though, what's his name? Jason. Oh, what's his name? But no, if you look in the movie, I mean, they're dressed kind of in that 70s. It's almost like a throwback. It's like they don't age, you know, they don't, like they kind of stood still in time a little bit.
Yeah. Well,
but I get what you're going. Man. It definitely can use a little tweaking and maybe bring something a little bit more relevant. A little more relevant there.
Right. But they have to leave the patriotic tribute.
I agree.
So
it's a glorious 2-hour finale.
Right. So that's our patriotic tribute to the parks and what they have to offer for veterans.
What about just Hollywood Boulevard and all that stuff? I mean, that's kind of just, it's more about Hollywood, but I mean, it's kind of like it's kind of a tribute to all the movies and stuff like that, and the Great Movie Ride and stuff like that.
Okay. Oh, and very good point. You brought up a great one. The Backlot Tour, you made me think of this one. They have the pre-show. And basically what you're doing is you're filming a PT boat scene during World War II. So you can kind of consider that patriotic.
Yeah. I like the whole feel of just that whole area. I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily patriotic, but it is kind of Americana type of, you know, that whole Hollywood feel with the Brown Derby right there and, you know, just that whole little area. You get all old cars, you know, like the 40s cars and stuff going down the street there.
Right, and you can kind of play that out, too, on the streets of America, where New York and San Francisco meet, where it is, again, from one coast to the other.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah, so all good things. All good things. Okay, well, I tell you what, that's all we came up with as far as the patriotic themes that go along in the parks. We'd be really interested to hear what you have to say. So please email us at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com and let us know what you think. We'd be more than happy to read your email on the next show. So that's it for this week. Just want to let you know that we're really happy that everybody out there has been very, very kind talking about our show. If you do have a chance, though, go out to iTunes and give us a rating. Let us know what you think. Send us an email. And again, we're always looking for people who want to come on the show and help us out. Big thanks goes out to the Disney Nerds Facebook page and the podcast page. Thanks a lot for your cooperation and your ideas.
And remember, guys, we are on Stitcher and Podbean as well. So if you have an Android device or an iTunes or an Apple device and Stitcher's a little bit easier for you, please rate us on Stitcher. Leave some nice comments. We appreciate it.
So again, thank you very much. This is it for the Disney Nerds show number 9. We look forward to seeing you next week on show number 10. See you later, guys. Have a good week.
Guaharini.
America, spread your golden wings, sail on freedom's wind, cross the sky. Great bird, with your golden dreams, flying high, flying high.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day, with this faith.
30 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drift into the right a little. Contact light, okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.